A New Yorker friend told me that he never uses the words Texas and poetry in the same sentence. He thinks Texas poetry is an oxymoron because he doesn't see how such a refined art form could be produced in a macho culture. But he is wrong. Cowboys and vaqueros were reciting poetry in the warm glow of firelight on the Texas plains hundreds of years ago. A modern inheritor of this tradition is Walt McDonald. He gives us this poem that celebrates country music in Texas. It's called The Waltz We Were Born For. I never knew them all, just hummed and thrummed my fingers with the radio, driving 500 miles to Austin. Her arms held all the songs I needed. Our boots kept time with fiddles and the charming sobs of blondes. The whine of steel guitars sliding us down in deerhide chairs when jukebox music was over. Sad music's on my mind tonight, in a jet high over Dallas. Earphones on Channel 5, a lonely singer, dead, comes back to beg me, swearing in my ears she's mine. Rhymes set to music that make her lies seem true. She's gone, and others like her, leaving their songs to haunt us. Letting down through the clouds, I know who I'll find waiting at the gate, the same woman faithful to my arms as she was those nights in Austin, when the world seemed like a jukebox, our boots able to dance forever, our pockets full of coins. Here's another one I enjoy from the well-known Texas poet Chip Dameron. It is printed in the shape of Texas. You begin in the panhandle and work your way down to the Rio Grande. The words celebrate the part of Texas in which they reside. It is called A State of Mind. Up here, you can see as far as the wind blows, as far as that pinto pony on the horizon, wild and quicker than any cowboy's lasso. And nights can be more lonely than the silence of a million stars. To the east, the earth darkens, trees take up residence, crops can make you rich if you get rain and luck and stay away from fast gals and smoky poker tables. Go on out west and you've got God's great sandbox, dry as dust, unless you dig way down deep for the devil's own black blood, squirting like a severed vein, spraying the whole state with its promise of Cadillacs and swollen bank accounts. In the middle, you can hang out all night on 6th Street, argue politics, jog along Town Lake, eat more barbecue than is healthy, sit in stalled traffic until dark. Down south, where every river winds to the Gulf, you can run cattle or fish the saltwater flats, and further on south among the citrus orchards, tropical birds call out your name. And so, you stay. Last, here is Violet Newton, poet laureate of Texas in 1973. She wrote this humorous poem, which speaks directly to the problem of getting respect for Texas poetry. She says, "Up east, they don't think much of Texas poetry. They think Texans have no soul for aesthetics, that all they do is pound their own chest and talk loud and make money. But every time I'm nearing Austin, I look up at a painted sign high on the side of the highway that says Burt's Dirts, and to pyramids of many-colored soils sold by Burt. And I swell with pride at that rhyming sign. I puff up and point to that terse little title and wish we could stop so I could go in and purchase a spondee of sand to make a gesture for my support of poetry in Texas. Take that, New York." I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories, poems from Texas. Some of them are true.